Yes.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, hi everyone. I was waiting for the countdown cue, Byron. How are you? Byron,
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Yeah.
And my condolences to you.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be working with you, but I remember those Sundays and when I first came to New York.
Well, first of all, let's tell people what's going on
yes,
the show before you jump right
yes,
into it.
Yes, I'm ready to go.
I know you are, and I'm so glad you're here. As a matter of fact, Ty Washington and Shauna and Ayana and Lisa are going to be coming in, and what I'm going to be doing, you know, is this is just one of the tributes
yes.
to Gus, one of the celebrations to Gus. You know, at Gus Henningberg, my partner, passed away last Monday, and I saw him the night before. And anyway, he passed away, and I'll give you more information out as we go.
Yeah.
But yes, Byron, everybody was watching Pos Blackett at one
right.
time. Yeah.
And when I came to New York, that was the station, the channel, the programs that I wanted to look for and became a weekly routine. And then hearing you on the radio, and then little did I know that later on, as the years had passed by, that we would be sitting down in the studio working together.
One of those things that had to be.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it was an honor to know the show personally because I enjoyed it. It was informational. It was
historical. Also wild.
Yes, it was.
And it was crazy.
It
you
was
could
crazy.
Say that.
Yeah. But you know what? You came to like it and appreciate it because there was nothing like it.
Yeah. I didn't know what to do. I had never done radio before. I had never done television before. I was just thrown into it accidentally. And the first person that had me on a show was, what's his name? Does the sports Pat Atwell. And that was accidental.
Okay, see?
So it was funny as heck, and I really enjoyed it. And I don't think during those days that I was on WLIB, I really thought that I could get away with, that I was getting away with so much, creating like the first magazine type show that they had, because I, you know, divided the shows in different segments. I think because the men didn't know what to do with me. And I think that they did not, the men at the station did not take me seriously.
Wow.
Until the Tawana Brawley case.
Well, that was a changing face for everything.
Yeah.
It really was.
Absolutely. But Gus was on every Sunday for a little more than 20 years.
Yes.
Doing Positively Black with a whole lot of information. I wish you could see the programs that we have at home that we're going to be incorporating in some of the things that we're also going to also be doing here with Ty. I've got to sit down and talk with Ty and Shauna and, Ayana.
Yeah.
And everybody here to be involved with it because it's going to be a huge, huge thing. He has done so much and talked to so many different people, you know, and so many key people at that particular time.
That's right.
He was on, television way before I started on WLIV because I'm a lot younger. By the way, Gus is listening in. Even though everyone, yes, I haven't lost it, but even though he has passed.
The spiritual.
He is here. I feel his presence.
That's the sense
he really
is. That's it.
Sure,
that's right.
Sure.
And the question that I have with respect to...
And he understands the humor because he was very funny.
Yeah. The podcast. Are you going to make podcasts?
What's that?
Well, technically speaking, an opportunity for us, for those tapes that you have that are in archive, provide them back for research and development.
That's
right. I mean, the public needs to have access to this kind of information because you set the standard. Yeah.
I was kidding when I said, what's that?
But I know,
halfway,
right.
Halfway kidding. But anyway, a lot of them are going to go to his fellowship program, and that is at Rutgers University.
Yes.
And the head of that particular program is Dr. Clem Price.
Okay.
And
so that will be the repository.
That's right. That's right. And their archives, his shows and everything are going to be going there so that people can see the kind of things that he did. As a matter of fact, that will be headed under the Gustav Henningberg Civic Fellows Program.
Okay.
And that is at, Rutgers, and it has been going on since, I think, a little bit before 2002.
Right.
And I'm going to be having Clem Price on, Dr. Clem Price, who right now is in Tokyo, as a matter of fact. Mm. So he's gathering up all kinds of information, and, he's absolutely fascinating. And so a lot of things are going on, especially involving GoPro Radio Network.
Yes.
Because, I think the network here has grown by leaps and bounds.
Every week we seem
and,
to be expanding.
More and more. And I'm so glad that Bob Slade and Bob Pickett, had me on, know, their show.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell them the next time it's your turn to have me on so I can talk about GoPro Radio Network, guys.
Hello, hello.
Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Okay? Because we know about them on, and they're doing a fantastic job. We're going to talk about politics too in a minute. But you know one thing? I promised people that if they were going to call, and after Gus passed, the phone started ringing, I guess, about a couple hours, I guess, when it hit the papers, when it hit the media. And the phone has not stopped ringing, and the phones are ringing in my house about every 3 minutes. And there's so many people who call, so many people who are on Facebook, so many people who are, you know, expressing themselves, and people that I had forgotten about.
Right.
You know, and what a wonderful thing to hear from them. And so I promised people, I said, if you call or if you make comments on my Facebook, I am going to read your names, and let me start reading those names. And I'm going to read them as we go along, week by week. And the more people who write in and say that they heard Gus, or they've been listening to GoPro Radio, they've been listening to me or Ty or Ayana or Shauna or whoever, Glenn and Eric and so forth, whoever else is on here. We want to make this the most fantastic internet radio station.
Wonderful way
and
to
I
do
fully
it.
And I'm fully going to be fully involved with that. Ty, by the way, you know, so we're going to be doing a lot of brand new shows, and it's going to be very exciting because I'm ready to roll now.
All right.
I had to completely absorb things on last Wednesday, and I could not come in.
Right.
But now it's on now, everybody.
Well,
it's
your family here is ready for it.
I know.
Oh, yes.
I know. Let me get to some of these names. Malachi Majestic, Majestic Malachi. From Missouri, Brandon Wortman, Eric, Lisa, Gina, Christy, Wilfredo, Kaya, and Brianna, and Dallas, and that's my family there in California. Here, Lisa's going to be coming on in a minute, and then my family in Bermuda, and we also have some people in St. John, I understand. But anyway, thank you for calling. Buddy Thompson, Hank Joyner, Larry Goldman, Jeff Norman, Sandra Bowie, Clem Price, where were we? Isa Mohammed, Richter, and these people are all from all over the country, by the way.
Yeah.
Nia and Sally Carroll. Let me see. Kim Joyner, Carol Foster, Byron Saunders. There you are.
Here I am.
Barry Saunders and Champ. Reverend Bill Howard.
Yes.
You know, we're going to be talking to him at another time. Sahima Martin, Deborah Leah Stapleton. Hi. How are you guys? Bob and Norma Martin. Now, they may be on the air right now. Let me get a few more names, and I'm going to stop to talk to people calling in. By the way, everyone, if you want to be involved calling in, our number is 323-679-0906. That's 323-679-0906. Once again, here to call in to make a comment about Gus Henningberg, who passed away last Monday. And my partner, and I'm going to try to hold this thing together between now and then when we go up, 323-679-0906. Let's go to that first caller. Let's go right away to the first caller. Hello, you're on the air. Are you there? Okay.
Might be me, Kay.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Jim Felton?
Jim Felton.
Hi, Jim.
Yeah. Hey, there. How are you?
Fine. You're on the air.
I'm on the air. Thank you.
Okay, what do you want to say?
Go to somebody else now. Huh?
What do you want to say about Gus?
Oh, man, listen. The words don't even... I mean, he was my man, okay? We got along well, and we did a lot of things together, and he made fun of my cowboy hat, and I said, okay, that's good for you. Don't talk about my cowboy hat. And we got along well. He helped me out in my business. He got me started up, and he did a lot for the community. And he's just somebody that we will never miss, okay, because he was so wonderful. You think of him day and night, night and day, you know. And, you know, you and I and some of the other fellas used to run up to the home that he was in, and we enjoyed talking to him. And he would get a kick out of us telling about the stories that we used to do, you know. At the airport.
Not now, though.
Pardon me? What was that?
I said, are you going to reveal some of those stories? I happen to know a lot of them, you know.
I'm not going to tell you none of them. I refuse to let you in on our secrets.
Okay. Jim, listen, thank you for calling in. We have a lot of people coming calling in. So this is Jim.
Okay.
And thanks, Jim. Talk to you later. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay. Junius Williams also had called in, and Dr. James Small, James, he's going to be on in a couple of weeks. And he's going to be talking about, I don't believe in not a life after death. I believe that there is life after death.
Mm-hmm.
Death to me does not really
transition.
It's a transition.
Yeah.
And we're also going to be talking to Douglas Bindel, you know, who was with the Theological Seminary in New York and is part of a positive communications, Adrian Council, and all that group.
Yeah.
Sandra Jean Ravis, Alita Thomas, Reverend Bill Howard. I said that Sherry Porter, Tanya Adams, and Tanya Forrest down there in Atlanta, Eric Anders Nielsen, Carla Bay, Sally and Narrett, Nivea Carroll, Michael Bosch, Wanda Freese, Michelle Baldwin for the Newark Board of Education, and Angela Christmas, who used to be on with me, and she's going to be back. Matias Syed, Aline Pollard, Gina G, Betty Neal, Rick G. You know, we had a Mom with a Jazz show, you know, and he was the one that said that had people emailing him from the Swiss Alps and from South America, and they had heard the show, and so they were calling in. Donald Pang Jr., you know, Carol Moore, you know, I'm talking to her today, and also Betty Neal. So many people are going to stop right now. Moon Yin Jackson, Assemblywoman Gina Grace Spence, and Frieda McLean, Milagros Harris. She wrote the book, The Underground Diva Lounge. That was one of her first shows, and the show was hilarious.
I can only imagine.
When Gus gets really tickled, he would sit there and put his hand like this on his nose, and his shoulders were just shaking, laughing. We'll bring her on again. That's one of my good buddies, a fantastic educator. Anyway, so do we have another caller? Sean is in there.
Yes.
So, Lisa.
Hello?
You're on. Yes, hello.
This is Junius.
Hi, Junius.
How you doing?
We're doing okay. What do you want to say about Gus?
I felt like I was in the Matrix for a minute because you were saying my name and I kept saying hello, 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 hello. Well, I like Gus because he was a combination of ingredients. You know, he could he felt just as comfortable with the everyday man and woman in Newark as he did it with the president of Prudential.
Yeah.
And I respected him for that. He was a kind of guy that we needed back in the days of the movement because sometimes, and I didn't like this at the time, but I understand it better now. Sometimes we needed someone to interpret what we meant to those in higher authority. And he was able to do so without selling us out.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very important to a person like me who it was very clear to me what I was saying, and I was in the street saying it as loud as I could with a lot of other people. But sometimes you needed a softer voice, but a firm, softer voice, and Gus was able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to talk about your paper bed?
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to talk about your paper, your newspaper bed?
My newspaper?
Yeah, Gus told me you were when you came from where Harvard to Yale, attorney.
Yeah, well,
Williams,
I had my apartment
jazz
was
for Monica. Go ahead.
My apartment was rather sparsely furnished when I first came to Newark. I lived at 624 High Street in the basement with Phil Hutchings. Phil Hutchings later on became the chairman of SNCC. We spent a lot of time on the floor during the rebellion because we thought they were going to shoot in the window.
Uh-huh.
On occasion before that, Gus came in and he always talked about the fact that we didn't have a couch, we didn't have a coffee table. We did have a bed, though. It was not newspaper, Gus.
That's not what I heard.
You know, well, you know, the brother exaggerated for emphasis. And you were a willing audience. And he preyed on people like you.
I haven't the slightest idea what you're talking about. Well, you guys really together. I mean, all of you in that particular group, and Amiri Brock, Bob Kervin, a number of other people that we're going to get to in a minute. And I'm going to give out the number for other people wanting to call in. The number is 323-679-0906. To say something about Gus, and if there's something amusing that you want to say, let's talk about it. 323-679-0906. Gus is not with us. physically, but he is here. Believe me, his spirit is here.
That's
and
the best
I
way
can
to
hear
meet.
Him. I can hear him laughing, you know. So we really had a lot of fun. What? Who? Yes.
No, I just said yes, he is.
Yes, he is. You feel the spirit, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and that's why we're talking this way, because we don't want people to forget the celebration of him and the appreciation of what he did, and also his personal self. You know, he was funny. He was extremely bright. He was brilliant. He moved Newark, let me tell you. He was on the transition team for two mayors, and that was Ken Gibson and, you know, Sharp James. And, you know, and helped really shape Newark. There was a lot, especially when he closed down Newark Airport. We have talked about that before. Mm. Hi there, Ayanna Jones. How you doing?
Hi, me.
I'm so good. You want to tell people why I call you me?
Because I always used to tell you, like, first of all, Kay is such a class act. She's such a lady.
Right. I agree.
In public. And I just admire her style. I told you, I want to be like you when I grow up.
Thanks a lot.
I want to be just like
you. Can't.
You.
There's
so
only
now
one.
She calls me, meaning her, not me.
Because your name is Ayanna. So does that make sense?
Yeah, it's like the double.
Yeah. Hi, me.
Hi, me.
Really?
Also, we share each other's clothes. Not really,
right.
But
you
in
owe
theory.
Me that dress. You know which one?
I'm waiting for my earring.
Oh, I forgot those. So you have a story about Gus?
Well, I mean, you... You know, I have a ton of stories about Gus. First of all, Gus would come in here, and if I would get somebody else something to drink first, and, you know, I would offer people, you know, stuff to drink, but if I didn't get to him first, he'd say, you know, in that way that he speaks, come here for a second. And I'd lean down, because he'd be sitting down, so I was getting, like, summoned by the king, right? So I'd lean down, and he'd be like, what's the matter with me? And I go, nothing, you're fine. No, I'm not, I'm thirsty. I see all these other people drinking. What am I going to get something to drink? What am I, chopped liver? Oh, he would crack me up. It was so elaborate. Yeah. You didn't realize you were getting, he was the original, like, getting punked.
Yeah.
He was the original, because you didn't realize till you were like three quarters of the way into the conversation.
What he did.
He got you.
That you were a sucker.
Uh-huh.
But he just had that way, you know. It's like Gus could tell you about the weather, and there, you know, he didn't need punchlines. Everything was funny.
I'm telling you.
Everything he said was a punchline.
Okay.
And then you were just in awe of him, because you've never met anybody like him, you know, and so... And he was funny all the time, but he was also brilliant. You never took him for a joke.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant.
But you love to hear him talk, because he could bring humor and just insight into anything. You could be talking about coffee, you know, and he'd have a story. And then what also was very funny was that you knew behind that joke a lesson was coming.
Yes,
and you didn't mind it.
Right.
You didn't mind it.
Yeah.
I used to say, well, if he could have been one of my professors in school, I would have got all A's.
Well, I tell you what I used to do with him in the morning, right? Mm-hmm. You know? I take his cheek like this, you know, pull it up in my right hand on his left cheek and pull his ear so that I would be speaking right in his ear. And I would say, so what you doing, Henningberg? In my best FM voice, Byron.
Yes.
And he would say, what time is it? And I said, 5. And then he would say, AM or PM? And I would say, AM. And he would say, God damn! Okay, 5 o'clock in the morning.
What are you waking me
up? I say, all right, go back to sleep 2 minutes, and then 2 minutes later, I'd say, so let's talk, Hindenburg. Now I'm getting, you know, Optima. So let's talk. And he'd say again, what time is it? I'd say, same time. 5.
Get up.
And he'd say, God, okay, you know. And lastly, I've been playing for about 3 minutes, and then I'd say, okay, am I bothering you? By then, we would both be cracking up laughing.
Right.
This happened every single day.
Every day.
Well, I felt that if I had to be at 5 o'clock in the morning, so did everybody else in the house, you know. So.
Yeah,
but anyway, that was when I had that time, that crazy time, you know, had to be in WIB, get in early, you know, or if I was on RL, you know, this crazy schedules that we have. But he was funny. He was funny, and with a great sense of humor. He is funny.
Yeah.
With a great sense of humor, and he was funny, and he was silly, and he was extremely bright, and extremely serious when he wanted to be.
Sure.
You know, and everybody listened to him because of the fact that he could figure out and mediate anything, absolute anything, and have the people not only talking together, but socializing together. I mean, how do you do this? And then he put on this big love festival that the mayor, I think it was Adonisio a long time ago, did not want to happen in the city of Newark.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to keep the black community separated, parted, you know, with full control over the different factions. And Gus said, no, no, let's try a love festival in what was it, Week Wake Park, which meant that he was going to be bringing people in. There was going to be a concert there. And, you know, then the mayor wasn't cooperative. In other words, he controlled all of the money. So Gus needed somebody to control the crowds. Over 60,000 people came, and there wasn't one incident.
Wow.
And how he controlled the crowds was that he had the young lords and the Panthers, that they would come down, sit down and talk, and maintain an order. So they came, and he said there weren't any guns or anything, but they maintained order. Not an incident. There wasn't one thing that happened. Except 60,000 people have a wonderful time,
right.
You know. But let's go to another caller. Are we on? Are you on the air? Do we have another caller calling in yet?
Hello. Still on the air, Kate?
Hello. Yes, we're still on the air. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay, Bob, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
This is Bob. Bob.
Hi, Bob Martin, Gus's producer and Grand Marshal. What? Not Grand Marshal. Bob. Help me. What?
You mean Grandmaster?
Grandmaster.
Oh, you're talking about martial arts. I'm on a whole other. Never mind.
Yeah. Norma, say hello to Norma.
Hi, Norma. Norma.
Hi. Hi, Kay. How are you?
Hi, Norma.
And before Bob gets on, let me just say this. Gus will always be in my heart. And I want to thank you for letting me share the moment with you to remember Gus. I knew him only for a short time, but I know of him through Bob, you know, my husband that's was producer for Positively Black.
Right.
And I've shared with you personally that I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up, and I'm 61, and Gus was the epitome of what I want to be when I grow up. He demonstrated the enthusiasm and commitment of a child that wanted to know some answers to the world and world problems and was exemplary in the challenges that were faced by him. And he did it head on and with a sense of humor, as I know him, and with a sense of commitment. So in that, I just want to share with you that for the length of time that I knew him, I'm telling you, this is what I want to be when I grow up. If I am one-tenth the person that he was, then I've accomplished the mission that God has put me here on this planet.
Thank you,
so
Norma.
I want to thank you for sharing, for just, you know, being introduced to him and being able to share this with you and your audience.
Thank
this
you.
Man was an icon, for
yeah.
sure.
Thank you so much. Bob Martin, are you still
yes,
there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Now, please give me the title. I wrote it down, but you know I always forget, right?
Well, I produced Pod's Black for, I think, 5 or 6 years.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of things one of the things that's unique about Gus is that, you know, quite a few of our leaders, either nationally or locally, they were able to groom a cadre so that if they weren't available or something happened to them, they, you know, the people who came up under them, if you will, or who they have groomed, they could carry on.
Yeah.
The thing about Gus is that he accomplished a lot of things because he's Gus. You could not groom someone to be Gus because Gus is Gus.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he got response from people. And we talked about this, too. It was just impossible. You can't send someone in his stead because people, you know, if there were negotiations that needed to be done,
uh-huh.
they wanted Gus Henningberg.
Uh-huh.
not anyone else, not a substitute, you know, someone's, he was just unique in his own way, and that's because he basically earned his stripes.
Yeah.
You know, by everything that he did, and he had a certain way about him,
Bob,
that could not be duplicated.
Bob, can you hold? We have to take a break, and we'll be right back, but hold on, okay? All
okay.
right? Okay. We'll be right back, everybody.
Everything we do is service oriented. We're excited about digital technology. We're excited about the future. On Blog Talk Radio, there are over like 13 million people with shows. And while they do run the challenge of getting out there and letting people know that they're broadcasting, that's where we come in. You know, with our marketing expertise, we also have a studio right here. Well, it's difficult for you to run a show and engineer your own show. Anybody who has a show knows that it's not easy to do that unless you have help. So what we offer people is a team here that can engineer your show, you know, an online engineer that can feed you information on the topic that you're discussing, an in-studio engineer that can make sure your levels sound good, that your mic is connected, that your internet connection is not getting interrupted. We also have somebody that monitors the show to see how it's sounding while you're on there, as though they're a listener out there in the universe.
King and Gus Show on GoPro Radio Network, where we are committed to giving you a closer look. On our show, we talk about politics, art, business, education, culture, current events, and most importantly, history. And we have.
And what these services do is to help you to have a better show. Because, yeah, you can be on Blog Talk just like you can be on YouTube. But do you have professional people who are shooting? Do you have professional people who are helping you to engineer your show? BW Moving Images offers that service under the GoPro Radio Network. We're looking to have a well-rounded roster, people who do political shows. Folks want to talk about sports. You want to have a cooking radio show, which I've never heard of, but I just thought of that, so you need to copyright that. But a cooking, you know, sports, something funny, whatever it is, just to build that up, you know, under the BW.
Okay, we are back. We are back. Bob Law. Bob, oh, my God.
Oh, my
Bob
God.
Martin. Bob Martin.
A friend of mine.
It's not Halloween.
Bob Martin is on the phone, and he was a former producer, you know, of Pod Black.
The other thing I was going to say about Pod's Black is that Gus understood. Because I, you know, when before I became producer there, we had to have a sit down, and we wound up being on the same page. Because when I was asked, "What does positively black mean to me?" You know, to most people, it meant saying positive things about black people.
Yeah.
You know, on a television program, and that needed to be done. But the other piece of that, the way I interpret it, and this is why we. From the first show that I did, we just were full steam ahead. It's because the term positively black also means it's not so much saying something positive, it's what the people get out of the show. So
right.
If you can produce something positive for people after they see the program, then you've accomplished positively black. So we may have to call people on the carpet at times for doing something negative so we can get a positive result out of it. We may have to talk negative about somebody to produce a positive result. We have to call people on the carpet. So it wasn't just, oh, this is all happy all the time.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The experience that you get from watching the show. So it's basically to provide information. Now, unfortunately, it's been reduced to about 5 minutes prior to 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
5 minutes, Bob. Because I've seen it. It's something like 2 or 3 minutes, you know, not even 5 minutes.
I'm being generous by saying 5 minutes. That's a blue moon.
Okay. Listen, got to go. You know, we're going to be doing this
okay.
again. You know, so thanks for calling in. Thanks to Norman. Just for a few more names, by the way. Bruce Hawkins, thank you. Anahata Sperkle out there in California. My niece, thank you. Cynthia Brown, Tony Ann Johnson, Bobby Scott Vanderveer, Mildred and Harold Blue, Glenn Taylor, Larry Taylor. Larry Stanley, Sunny Sutherland. Hey, Sunny. Roberta Miles, Vonda McPherson. You know Vonda's restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Wait until we get there. We're coming. We want to broadcast out of there. So we're
right.
trying to build that up, you know? So which we're going to do.
Okay.
Okay? Vivian Gordon, Linda Jones out there in California. Dr. Zach Yamba, rather. well as I know them. Irene Daniels, Barbara Kupla, Christine Ross Daniels, Penny Jones Joseph, Dr. Len Jeffries, Mal Wolfick, Wayne Gilman, Bob Ben Pickett, and Bob Slade. And we will get back to more names in a minute. I said that every time I'm going to say the names of people calling in, you know, to celebrate Gus, and we're going to be doing this for several weeks. Okay, do we have someone else on the air showing up by any chance? I'm waiting for Lisa Payne to come in here, you know, because it was the whole, my whole clan, you know, that sent, you know, from here to Bermuda to what, Saint Kitts to everybody, you know. So Donna Wilson over there at Bloomberg. Lisa's on the way. She's coming in. John Allen, Gene Brown, Art and J.P. Powell, Dr. James Lee, and Adrian Council, Shirley Thomas, Ann Alexander, Tracy Alexander, Carol Moran, George. Carol was Miss Queens from Brownstone Digital, Miss Queens. But
Do you remember her?
George. You know, we had a ball on WLIB. It was really strange.
I called that episode the giggle fest. I didn't hear more than 10 words. All I heard was, and remember when
some people got angry. And
really?
I said, too bad. It's my show.
Yeah.
And I felt that if the,
it's called the K&G show. It's not called the Everybody Else show.
Yeah, well, that one was on WLIB. Hi, Mr. Payne. Thank you for driving me here all the time.
Wait in the car.
Get closer, Shauna said. Get closer.
Okay.
So talk about Gus.
Yeah. Talk about Gus. Let's talk about Gus.
Right into the mic.
Let me see. You know, Gus is funny. He always had jokes. In a straight face, you know, right? He's always had those long stories and jokes. Well, let me see a good one. I just remember when we went to St. John, he showed up, you know, walking down, you know, his looked like he was always on a safari. Oh, when I was growing up, I thought he worked in Africa in a safari or something, because he was always traveling, you know, and you go to his house and his son was always having parties. We all went to the same high school. And they would come and it's like, boy, his father's always busy. He's always on a safari. Safari, he's doing civil rights. He's doing all that stuff. Meanwhile, I'm thinking he's traveling.
Like a jungle.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I don't want to dominate, but I just remember
give out the number for other people calling in. This is the number for you to call, everyone. 323-679-0906. 323-679-0906. Kate Thompson here on the Kay and Gus Show. By the way, the name is going to remain the same. It is still going to be the K and Gus Show, because it will be a constant tribute to Gus, because he started this. You know, we started here, you know, when we came up the stairs, he loved coming here.
Right.
He absolutely loved. We couldn't wait to get here. That's thanks to Wayne Gilman, you know, because he was the one who said that Conway wanted me to fill in for him, went over there to wherever the studio was and got into the zone and said, wow, this is what I want to do again. Ask Gus. And he said, just let's do it. And we've been doing it ever since. And thank you. So thank you, Ayana. Me, thanks, Shauna.
Wait, me
thanks?
Thanks
Ty. Me, thanks me. And all the time.
I remember the joke, the punchline to the joke that Gus told.
Oh, good,
and
finally.
I said, all I remember was socks. So he had all these socks in the drawer. And he said, you know, for holidays, people would get him socks. And all these, too many socks.
No wonder, that's why.
And then he dipped, you know, like he dipped that thing. He does. He says, come here. Let me tell you something.
Right.
Now all I need is some more feet.
Goodness. Do we have another caller? Not right now. Okay, so we can still talk.
No, I was an intern for Ms. Jennyberg's Possibly Black Show, and Bob was the producer.
Yeah.
That was my first internship at NBC. Mm-hmm. And I was just telling Shauna how I used to go over there every morning in the summer, and I would see Brian Gumbel, you know, and then I would look at everybody's shoes, you know, Brian Gumbel and the elevator, because we were running in the elevator, you know, and I was intern, and Brian Gumbel always had very expensive shoes.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah, yeah. But we would go there. But one time, I must say that when we were going different shoots, they're Possibly Black, and, you know, Gus would drive, and Bob, we all go together as a production company, I mean, NBC, production company, NBC, to do a show. And one time we went to Mount Vernon, and Gus was interviewing the mayor of Mount Vernon, and it was so long, it was so hot, I fell asleep. I literally fell asleep, like, Gus is in, and they were throwing, I was, like, snoring. It was, like, really embarrassing. That, as an intern, this is my first TV job, and I fell asleep. I was so like, I was like, this is what TV is like. I thought it was exciting. This is all like long and boring. And we, and I could see the neighbor looking at me and Bob looking at me off camera, and they're like, and they start cracking up, like, you know, Gus would just shake his head, like,
yeah. See, this is why you can't help people.
More names. Shirley Skinner and Tom. Tom and Shirley and Tom Williams. As a matter of fact, the mother and father of Wendy Williams, you know.
Oh,
yeah. You watch her show?
I do not.
Yeah, I watch it. I watch it more than not because I have to wake up with fun. And to me, since I've known Wendy for a long time, she's funny and makes me laugh, and I like it. So, you know, whenever I can, I watch it. But also, we have another caller we're going to take. Tanya Forrest, Beverly Ballard, Tony Cromartie, Sandy Henningberg, Gwen Tootsie Pines, Carolyn Kelly. Thank you all for calling, and Adrian Council, and Carly Vickers up there in Boston, Gloria Bryan and David Giamboso from Star Ledger. We're going to be continuing this as we go along. So if you haven't heard your name, you will. Just as long as you get on my Facebook and you make a comment about Gus and about the show and tell other people, you know, I will mention your names, okay? Some people I'm going to say nasty things about.
I want to be on that show.
Okay, next caller. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on. Are you there? Is someone there? Okay, next call. You're on the air. Hello, hello. Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead. You're on.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Just go right ahead.
Hi, Miss Payne. This is Sahima.
Hi, Sahima. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
I'm sending all my love to the family of Gus and also to you. You know, me and Gus was pretty cool because he took me to see The Color Purple, and I had him laugh his head off.
I remember that. I think you just blurted out with, we won't say it right now. And every time, Sahima, you know, I have to put this in proper context. The story of Sahima was one of the first shows that I've ever done. Now, this is Sahima on the air. That show was about Sahima, who spent 8 years, you know, in a Philippine jail because she was, you were considered a mule at the time, right, Sahima?
They said a mule, yes.
Yeah, you know, because she was a poor friend. She took some, you know, drugs into the Philippines and was in this Philippine jail. And she was strong enough to have the strength to last and get out of there. And I think it involved Amnesty International, right? And Congressman Donald Payne, who finally was able to get her out of that Filipino jail. So, and she Sahima has a book inside her. And I'm going to be doing her book because her story is absolutely fascinating. She lived through a horrible situation and she knows it. And now what she's doing is that she wants to talk to young girls about, you know, all this kind of thing about staying away from all that kind of thing. And we had her. She was one of the first people who we had on the show also. So I'm happy that you tuned in.
This is my here, and I'm listening.
Okay.
Keep your heads up.
Okay.
God is good all the time.
Okay.
And I should also send regards from her niece,
uh-huh.
My son, her niece. He
yes.
also sent
honey,
his...
I said hello. Yes. Yeah.
He
okay.
sent his respect to
okay.
the family and also... his blessings to the family. We'll keep praying for y'all all.
Okay. Okay,
thanks.
Okay,
thank you.
Soon. Okay, thank you for calling. Carla Bay is another person. I don't think I mentioned, you know, she was calling in. And I talked about Anahata Sperkle out there in California. Eric Payne, Lisa Payne is here. You remember something else about Gus? I know. But what about the horses for the concert? Did you know about the horses?
I know. That's the last one.
That's not funny.
Yes, it was.
Gus did it. I didn't do it. You know, really, I have to tell you, you know, we used to have a dance studio, and it was called the Thompson Dance Studio, and that's what Gracie, you know, especially was one of the students there, and a whole lot of people who call him. And there's Cynthia, who has a studio, dance studio from this, you know, Cynthia Kennedy Jones. Dance studio in Hawthorne, New Jersey. We're going to get her on the air. But anyway, it was my brilliant idea because we're having these concerts every year. The Thompson Dance Studio recital. It wasn't really a recital. We called it a concert down at Symphony Hall. And we always had a theme, right, Lisa? You remember this, right? And this year I wanted to, you know, have live horses. You know, I thought it would be a great idea. Yeah, because when you have a concert and it's a circus, I figured we're going to do a circus thing, you know, the thing that goes da 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 da, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, I figured that, wow, it'd be great if we had live horses. So I asked Gus Henningberg, since he's the person you go to. And he said, well, maybe we can do this. The next thing we knew, at the day of the concert, two horses came down Broad Street and came in the front door of a symphony hall, walked around going up the side entrance of the stage, doing what horses do, peeing on the way. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that you're not supposed to have, you know, live horses on there, on the stage. I didn't know that. But when they got on stage, they...
Sorry.
They did what the horses do. They pooped on stage. And I sent out, my sister and I sent out two people that you know quite well to scoop the poop. And they had on tutus and a couple of my hair pieces.
You made it like it was part of the show.
Yes. And gave them scoop the poopers, and they scooped the poop. And they had tutus on, and they were, now I can't say, but a known politician. Ayana, so you're going to get me a whole lot of trouble. Anyway, that, you know, that's Gus is doing. And he's probably now looking at us laughing.
Yeah.
You know him just like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, boy. It was all his fault. And then when Phil Thomas took over the leadership down there at Symphony Hall, he wanted to do something on the Thompson Dance Studio. And I told him this story. Do you know he wouldn't believe me? I said, I have proof. I tried to give him the name of the person who was one of them. Anyway, Eric was one of them.
Oh, poor Eric.
Yeah.
That was the start of his career.
That
is. Like, we know you.
And there was another person with him. I won't mention any names, but he's my nephew.
Oh.
Ah! Do we have any more calls for you to tell us a story about Gus Henningberg? Ronnie Wright should be here. Ronnie Wright had the horses. And that's where Gus had gotten the horses because, you know, he liked to ride. I liked to ride and so forth and so on. But anyway, so we had some good times, you know, very good times. Big fun. Big fun. But, so what else?
I have a fond one.
Go ahead.
Don't worry, everybody.
Yeah.
It's not all tear jerky.
No, this
not
is not
going to
be
tear
jerky. No, Gus is
not
like that.
Just another story in terms of why we, everybody here at Black Wax and GoPro Radio, respects Gus so much. When we did our film, Disappearing Voices,
yeah,
he actually watched the film. You know,
sure,
we were putting it
out
and gave us the most wonderful quote about how, you know, it was imperative that people see this film.
And that quote is on the cover of your,
cover.
Right.
That was a hint to our producers to bring it in here real quick.
Yeah,
a horrible
right?
executive producer, you think I would have memorized it. But we didn't expect that.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't coach that. You know, I just do give people some secrets in terms of, you know, Hollywood and business. You know, sometimes you have people say, hey, we want you to say this and put your name on.
Yeah.
We had nothing to do with that. So to know that, you know, Gus really felt like this was an extremely important film. Someone of his
and
stature.
And he did.
It meant the world to us, you know.
Yeah, thank you for including me in it.
Of course.
Yeah, want my autograph?
Yes,
no,
I
do. No, huh?
Well, you owe me some earrings.
So. Okay. We won't talk about that. However, the number once again for you to make your calls, because we're going off air very soon. No, well, we have about 4 or 5 minutes, right? 323-617-0906. 323-679-0906. And I hope I remembered Linda Jones's name, because I don't know if I had it down here. Eileen, Paula, Gina G, Betty Neal. Betty is going to be here coming again. Dr. James Small is coming on the air. We're going to be talking to you about Ken Dobley and about voodoo. And about the different religions of the world.
I love that.
Theory. Yeah, and his theory about from one of the African tribes is that there is no death.
Right.
You know, so and I believe that strongly. You know, and I've been talking to Reverend Douglas Bindle also, and you know, he talks about the quantum theory.
Right.
You know that we may do a transition in form.
Right.
But the energy does not disappear. And I remember hearing this in college, but I don't think it was referred to as quantum something. And when I was in college, it was like, you know, some years ago, right? Oh, only about 10. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, that matter does not disappear.
That's
right. It just
changes form.
And energy, you know, it's like rain, I think, or precipitation.
Yeah.
Where like you know how it rains.
Yeah.
And then the ground is wet, and mm-hmm. then evaporation happens. Mm-hmm. It basically goes back up into the atmosphere.
Yeah.
It doesn't disappear.
Yeah.
So it's like a similar analogy.
And Katie Couric had something like that on her show, and I missed that show. I wanted to see it, you know. But also, I do get vibes from my sister. And, you know, my sister and I, you know, we would talk every day and we would fuss. We just loved to just fuss with each other, you know. And whenever I called her, she would answer the phone in a very strange way. And I always knew that she was close. That's her right there, you know.
Really? Wow.
No.
I was like, I'm
gonna she passed a month ago. But she would always answer the phone like this, what? Whenever I answered, I would just laugh because she was also a very funny person. We have good time together. And we still do. So,
but I think doing this 2K, and that's Petrov, but I think this is also adding to the energy of keeping people alive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Remembering them and, you know, just keeping them alive in the memories of folks
yeah.
that are still here with us in this form.
Yeah, and people, I think, need this. We need to talk about the transitions that we make. And we also need to talk about the care of our seniors, and which I'm going to be talking about, too, because that's very, very serious also. And I've named, you know, a new... you know, I have a number of stories about that since I've, you know, been with Gus, and we're going to be making that available also. And also one of these days, and I'm making notes now on a book about him, and that's what we're going to be doing. So anyway, we can be heard every Wednesday, everyone, from 8 until 9, and we're live, and we're going to be on next week. And who are we going to be having on next week? We're going to be talking to Dr. Jane Smalls and about this, you know, the life after death. And we're also going to be talking about to Dr. Barnes, who is also an optometrist. Now, you know, there are so many new things coming out. You know, for instance, when you lose your eyesight, you know, and with seniors, when they lose their eyesight or they have glaucoma or something like that, there's some new techniques. You know, I watch a lot of the, you know, I'm a news junkie, you know, as you know, we all are here. We can't help it being. By the way, I also want to tell people to get out and vote and make sure you vote for Obama. By the way, when we went down to New Jersey Performing Arts Center, and for when Obama was elected, and they were showing the inauguration with the Obamas walking down, you know, the street, the place in Washington, you know, after the inaugural, you know, address and everything, it was the most moving thing, and that was the first time that I had seen Gus, you know, with tears in his eyes. It was the first time, and he was just so proud. And that, thanks to Larry Goldman, who was the executive CEO down at New Jersey Performing Arts Center. He thought that the community should be involved, and the community was involved. And the community was involved, and they all came in, and it was free. They just opened the doors and let people in, and it was crowded, and it was one of the most moving things that I have ever seen. So really, everyone, you've got to get out and vote. And you must put in Barack Obama again, or else as women, we're going to be in deep trouble. Okay? We are going to be in deep trouble.
They're going after our wounds, man.
That's right. That's right, because yeah, I don't think the Republican Party has any respect for women. We're women, especially somebody who has a background, you know, from well, some of the things that he believes religiously. They're Mormons. Okay, so we need to check that out. I mean, that's nothing that, you know, I don't have anything against his religion, but this one is a little bit different, to say the least. So if you don't know about it, maybe you should get a book and maybe you should read, because it's really an important, you know, time in our lives. We're going to be losing a lot of things about Medicare and Medicaid and health and, you know, all kinds of things that women are, you know, need. Anyway, we're going to take a call right now. One more. Yes, you're on the air. Hello, hello. You're on. Hello, hello. You're on the air. Are you there? Is that person on the air? Okay, you're on the air. Rob, I don't hear them either. So if they call back, that'll be fine. We have about 5 more minutes. So about 3 minutes, okay. So make sure you listen. Next week I'll be reading more names. So if you want to get your name read, and if you think that I've missed it, and I don't think I have, but just in case that I have, you know, just Facebook me. And, you know, or get on my, you know, my, what is that? You know, my site, you know, the listing. You remember GoPro? Go to GoPro.
Oh, GoProRadio.com.
Closer to the mic.
GoProRadio.com. I'm in between my...
There you are.
Hello. Can you hear me? I'm on the... Okay, so why would I be leaning over to the red mic? Anyway, much information. Hi, everybody. You're listening to the Kay and Gus Show with Kay Thompson. Take it away, Kay.
Who's coming up? Who's coming up?
Oh, me.
Yes, me is. Yes, me is. And
yes,
who are you going to be having?
I'm going to be talking to J. Kyle Ivey, who is the producer of Matt Daddy... What is the name of that?
I don't know.
The Great Mac Daddy. There you go.
Hot dog. Hot
and also Khalil Kane is going to be on. He's starring in the play. So we're going to be talking to them about an independent production.
Okay.
Can I plug an event?
Of course you can.
On Sunday,
no, you can.
Oh,
all right.
Never mind. Okay. On Sunday, October 28th, I'm going to be speaking at the Brecht Forum at 7 o'clock. For the week at the Brecht Forum.
Where is the Brecht Forum?
That's on the West Side Highway between Bank and Bethune.
Uh-huh.
I think believe it's 10th Street.
Wow.
It's a really, really great event because young people have come together to talk about our communities.
Uh-huh.
And it's part of Hood Week.
Mm-hmm.
A whole week-long series of activities that are taking place. Cornel West is going to be speaking.
Fantastic.
A number of veteran hip-hop artists are going to be coming out.
Has he changed about Barack Obama? Is he still speaking negatively on him?
I wouldn't say he's speaking negatively. I would say he's speaking critically. I would honestly say that. I think he's, you know, he brings to, you know, the table some really thought-provoking stuff.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned, opens the door for dialogue so people can have a...
Well, that's
a,
good.
Like,
I believe in dialogue, but the point is, you know, who is the alternative to, you know, not voting for anybody? Or who is the alternative in the race against Obama? Come on. You know, I mean, you have to think about that. Who is the alternative? So the point is, you have a Tom Edison.
Who has a show on our network every Saturday. He's literally running for president.
Oh,
independent.
I didn't know. I thought you were talking about Edison, who invented the light bulb.
No, and that's
with his black friend.
No, that's Thomas Edison.
That's
not
said,
to be confused
she
with
said
Tom
Edison.
Excuse me,
Tom Edison.
But he's a concerned citizen, and he wants to prove that any one of us, you know, if we had the mind to do it and we were concerned about our country, to be able to run
for president.
And he speaks to that whole idea of...
I'll run for president.
I'll vote for you.
See how easy? Who is that? Let me just say that... Okay, it's time to close the show as well, as you know, warning us. But you know, one thing I want to say this about GoPro Radio Network: really fast growing, fantastic programming, allows you to be as creative as you want to be. I'm talking to a couple of other people. You know, I'm always bringing in people, and I want them to do their shows, do a show from here. Because you know, one thing, people, I have to say to you, everybody has a story, and you don't know how fantastic your story is, and it's yours. We're all sitting on gold mines.
Right.
So let everybody know what we're doing.
Right.
And because I may be doing something that, you know, you haven't even thought about before.
This is our answer to disappearing voices.
Absolutely. So, you can be broadcasters. Right. I am telling you right now, right here at GoPro Radio Network. And we're above a barber shop. How easy is that? We can get the haircut at the same time.
Do I have a red nose?
Yep.
Lisa is such a clown.
I don't know if you did that. Thanks for listening, everyone.
All right, we're getting kicked out.
I know we got silly, but, you know, listen, Gus and the feeling of Gus and the feeling of him in the atmosphere really bring forth this good feeling amongst good people. And
we
thank
you.
Thank you, GoPro Radio Network, for allowing us to be on the air.
Absolutely. We love you, Gus.
We love you, Gus.
We have some cool pictures of you.